Midiraisachasitzus only if rov of your body is covered up with something, and also your makpid, you don't like it to be there. Notice right afterwards you're going to take it away. You have dirt over rov of your body, so for sure your makpid, you don't want it to stay there, and it's around rov of your body, that's a psul midiraisa. That's not called the good chasitza. How do we know this? That's the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. Rashi Rubai, Rav Sarai Metuna Patit. So Rashi learns the halacha was even said on the sar also. On here also the same halacha. In other words, halacha is that the sar has halacha by itself. The sar is not called part of the body. The sar has its own halacha. So Rav of the sar is Metuna Patit, or Kosher Achas Achas, or Maklal Chetzitz. In other words, the hair by itself, if Rav of the hair has knots, it will be a chetzitz midiraisa. What about Ushayne Makbadolov? Let's say rove of the hair stock have knots, but she doesn't care about them. She don't care if they're not if the hair has knots. Or else, not like Rashi learned on rove of your body, you have, let's say, a bandaid, and you're not makbad if it's there or not. Doesn't bother you. It looks nice. The locker is ain't a chaytitz. Midirais, it's not called a chatitza. Since you don't care to it to be there, it's not called a chatitza. But the gozro aruba ushayne makbad mishamruvi a makbad midirabbanon, that was called a chatitza. The rabbanon made xera if your body is covered up. Rove of your body is covered up, even though you're not makbid, you don't care if it's there or not, you'll leave it there. The Rabbanan said it's no good. Xera auto may be in the case where you have most of your body covered up, and you'll be makbid. And that's also midiraisa. So Rabbanan meant even if rove is covered up, it's also called a chatitza. Vaita v'yam yutai, let's say you only have a small meat, you only have a small piece of dirt on your body. Abu makha makbid, but your makbid, you don't like it to be there, it doesn't look nice. You're for sure going to take it off right away. That's also a chatitza midirabbanan. Why? Mishum ruba ya makbid. Because Rabbanan made a gzera, if you can have a little piece there, that you makbid, maybe sometimes you go to the mikvah, and rov of the body has something that you makbid. And that's also midiraisa. So Rabbanan made a gzera, whether it's roiv, even though you're not makbid, or whether you makbid, even though it's a meat. For the Gemara, why don't you make a third gzera like? Valigza nam, let's also include in the gzera, al miyuta shena makbid. Even if you have something very small on your body, that you're not makbid, you have a nice bandaid. It looks nice. Doesn't bother you if it's there or not. You let it stay there. And it's only a meat of the body. So Allah is even with Rabbanan, Mikra Radin, it's not called a chatitza. So why didn't Rabbanan make Xera to say no, it's called a chatitza? The Teretz is, why should they make Xera? Mishumiyat ha-makbid. Because even though now it's a meat, but maybe let's be afraid, sometimes you'll be makbid, sometimes it'll be a dirty band-aid, that you don't want it to be there. Inami mishumruba shayna makbid. Or else you made Xera when robe of the body is covered up. And even though you're not makbid, it's a psalm with Rabbanan. So why did Rabbanan make another gzera even where it's not roiv and not makvid? The teretz is poshut. He gufa gzera. That when you have roiv and not makvid, or else when you makvid and the miyad, that's only gzera mid Rabbanan. Now the klal is you want to say via non nakav nigz gzera gzera. You want to make a second gzera on gzera. That we don't say. So therefore the Rabbanan will not makvid if it's only a miyad on the body and you're not makvid. Because what do you want to make gzera? Maybe one of the two will come about. Even if only one or two come about, it's also only midirabbanan. Midiraisa, it's only called a chatitza v'yatu chasroinis. It has to be covering most of the body, and you have to be makbid, but you don't like it to be there. If you take away one of these two things, it's only also midirabbanan. So rabbanan only made xera when you have at least one of the two things. Either you're makbid, but you don't want it to be there, or else it's a pawn, rove of the body. But when you don't have either one of the two, if it's only a part, a miyat, a small part of the body, and she doesn't care if it stays there or not, so there the rabbanan will not goizer. There, mikra din, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. The ma'aseh, the minig is not to have anything on the body when you go to the mikvah. The mikra, that's only stam al minig. The mikra din, if it's only a miyat and not makbid, it's not called a chatzitza. So good. So these are the halachas l'moshe Mitzrayim. In other words, chatzitza is midiraisa. But how much of the size of a chatzitza? That's a Yitzchak din, the halach l'moshe Mitzrayim. You have to have ruba your makbid. That's midiraisa. Vaita. Freddy Mora. Mechitzen, that's what we're saying now. Mechitzen is a lachol. Moshe Mitzrayim, the Gemara says, Hodi Amor, like we learned before, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mechitzen is a Gemara, Hodi Amor, like we learned before. How do we know Mechitzen is Yutfachim? That's a lachol Moshe Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, Honi, for Rabbi Yehuda, that's good according to Rabbi Yehuda that said that the Kaporis was 8.5 Tfachim tall. So then you don't know the Shear of Yutfachim, you have to come out to a lachol Moshe Mitzrayim. But according to Rav Meir, he said no. The Kaporis was Yutfachim above the ground. So we learn now from the Psukim there that Yutfachim is called a Mechitza. So what are you telling me now? It's a Lachal Moshe Mitzrayim that the Mechitza is Yutfachim. We know from the Torah. We know from the Kaparis it was Yitzchakim Tool. So how can you say it's Halacha L'Moshim Sinai? The Teretz is, Ki Asi Hilchasum. That we said is Halacha L'Moshim Sinai about Mechitza, true. The Iker Halacha that Mechitza has to be Yitzchakim Tool, that we know without Halacha L'Moshim Sinai. That we know from these Pesukim about the Kaparis. Or we need a further Halachas. Lagud. There's a loch any time it's three tvachim away, less than three tvachim, well, no, lagud. Lagud means to lift up the mechitza. Once you already have a mechitza, you tvachim, we can lift it up, go all the way up. Good achis or good asik, or else the mechitza comes down. Those are loch, l'mashim sinais. Velovud, any time it's less than three tvachim away, we say lovud makes the cold attached. We have two sticks, less than gimel tvachim away, it's cold attached. How do we know the side of lovud? You can attach two things together if they're less than three tvachim away. That's a loch, l'mashim sinai. That's called halachas in the mechitza. The daifin akuma we had before, tremendous chiddush. In a case where the wall itself, and on top of the wall, there's the roof. That's posle schach. And in the middle of the roof, it caved in. So you put schach in the middle of the roof. But the kasher is either the wall doesn't touch the schach. Why is it kasher? So we said daifin akuma. We look as if this wall now goes straight up, and it turns over, and the top part of the roof, if it's less than dal damas away, becomes part of the wall. So the wall mamish turns over. How do you know to say this? Doifin akuma. That's about halacha l'moshim sinai. So it's good what we learned before from Rav. Avada in mechitzas, there are halacha l'moshim sinais. I, according to Rameya, we learn out from the Kaparis that yutzfachim tol, that's the height of a mechitza. True. That's one halacha we know from the Torah. But avada, the rest of the halacha.
Yeah, just one more thing. What we spoke out on top that Rashi said on Rubai, Rashi said, Roiv saroi, metunach betit, oi kosher achas achas, makbid olav chaitzitz. Rashi says that the Rabbi Yitzchak said halacha that by a chatzitza ruboy umakbedol of his chaitzitz. Rashi says that applies to sar, applies by yehir. In other words, if rov of yehir has knots, single knots, then it's called a chatzitza. So some of us want to learn from Rashi, like Tosfos Mashma, that Rashi learns is only by the sar by yehir that you have to come on to ruboy umakbed. Mashenkin on your body, any little bit would be a chatzitza midiraisa. But Tosfos argues, and this Tosfos brings rise from the Gemara in Yevamis, that even on your body also there's a cloud that midiraisa, what's called a chatzitza, only ruboy umakbedolov. But less than that, even on your body is not called a chatzitza. Now even in Rashi also, Meforshim said that Rashi also doesn't really mean that. Rashi is also masking that the din applies even to the sar. But avada by the body also Rashi is masking that if you don't have ruboy umakbed, midiraisa is not called a chatzitza. Rashi just saying the hair is also considered like a body by itself. And therefore, if rove of the hair, I have knots in it, and it's a ruba, umakbid, you would be called a chatzitza. Even though, nagar to the rest of the body, it's not called rove, but that's the chiddush that the sar of the hair was considered like a body by itself. But who adin, the body itself also has the same halacha, that it's only called a chatzitza if you have ruba, umakbid, olav. Alright, we'll stop here.
Was that the end of the Gemara from last night?
Yeah. Shein lo shalos tefanis. The Mishnah says if you don't have three walls for the sukkah is possible. So you have to have at least three walls for the sukkah. So Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this. Shtayim kilchosin, two of the walls have to be the right size, which we know is at least 7 tefachim long. Ushlishis, the third wall of the sukkah, is afilu tefach. You don't have to have 7 tefachim. It's enough just to have 1 tefach. And this is part of the chiddush of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That even though we'll soon see how you know you have to have three walls, but the third wall doesn't have to be complete, 7 tefachim long. It's enough just to be 1 tefach. And we'll see later exactly where you have to put this third wall to 1 tefach. So this is the Tanakhama Shita. Rabbi Shimon says no. Sholosh kilchosan, you have to have three nice walls. In other words, three walls the size of 7 tefachim long. Or reviyas afilu tefach. The fourth wall he holds has the halacha l'moshe m'sinai that it's not only a tefach. So for the more of my kimiflugi, what's the machlokes of Tanakhama and Reb Shimon? Is why does Reb Shimon say you have to have four walls, and the Tanakhama holds you only have to have three walls? And vice both amoyed that the halacha is that the last wall is enough of a tefach. What's the machlokes? The more says Rabbanan Sarviyation Lumiseris. You go the way Moshe received the Torah, the way it's written in the Torah. That's the way we dash in the psukim. We'll soon see. Reb Shimon Savano Yeshim Lemikra. We don't go the way it was written, but rather the way we read it. We'll soon see the difference. Rabbanan Sarva Yeshim L'Meseris. You go the way it's written in the Torah. In the Torah, when it says the word Sukkis in three different Sukkim, the first two times it says it without a Vav. It just says Basukkis without a Vav. Then another Pasuk Basukkis without a Vav. And then Basukkis, the third Pasuk there, it says a Vav.
So we darshin without a vav is like a lashon yochid, like two sukkis. And the third post that says a plural is like two sukkis. Sarei kan arba, as if to say there are four times the Torah says the word sukkis. So Rashi says the psukim are ba sukkis teishvu, then it says yeshvu ba sukkis, then it says ki ba sukkis eshafti is chad molei utrein chaserin. The last one is molei, it has a vav, and the first two, the way the mesaris is, the way it's given to us, is without a vav. So Rabbanon hold, you go boss to the mesaris, the way it was given. So it only has like four times. So we dash like this, a dal chad legufei. The first time it says the word basukkah is we need it to tell us the halachas of a sukkah, that you have to make a sukkah. It's poshlu tlosa, so it's like three left over. The second one basukkah is, and the last one basukkah, that's loshen rabim, plural, is like one and two is three. So we dash in that you have to have three walls to the sukkah. It's the extra times the Torah says it is to teach us how many walls you have to have. So the rabbon hold, you have to have three walls. So we dash in that this the pshat shtayim kuchosim. Two of the three has to be a complete wall, at least 7 tefachim long. The Asi Hilchasom, now the Loch Lemoshe Mesinai about Hilchasukkah was said, Ugarisa Lishlishis, it takes away from the third wall. For Yulkmo Atefach, it's enough just to have a tefach for the third wall. That's all you need. So that's Pshan the Rabbanim. Really, you should have to have three walls, Nidiraisa, but the Haloch Lemoshe Mesinai says the third one is enough of a tefach. We have Yishim and Savano, Yeshim Lemikra. You go the way we read the psukim. Basukas, basukas, basukas. We read each word basukas as if there is a vav there. So you go basa the way we read it is aray kan shesh as if we're able to say like it says six times dinyan of sukkah. It says three twos. So dal chad kro legufe. The first pasuka basukas you need to teach us the mitzvah to make a sukkah. Posh luarbo. So left over with the last two basukas. That the way you read both of them lashon rabim. So it's like four sukkas left over. So that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. You have to have four walls for the sukkah. So shalosh kilchosin, three of them taki is alalocha. You have to have seven tefachim long, and asa hilchosah the locha l'moshim sinai ugarista l'revius v'yukma tefach. It takes away from the fourth wall. You don't need a complete fourth wall. It's enough just to have a tefach of the fourth wall. That's the machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. That's one way to learn. The boy is saying another teretz. I'll tell you no. The kuliyal mayeshim l'mikra. Maybe both of them go the way we read it. Not the way Hashem gave it to us, not the way Moshe received it, but the way we read it. You go Bas Lamikra, the way we say it. Then it says, we say it, Pasukas, 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 should mean six. So, this is the Machlokes. Masava Sikha Boikrom. I said, the Rabbanim hold like this. True, there are three times Pasukas. One you need Lagufe, need it for itself. So, left over with four. Out of the four, he holds the second time the Torah says the word Pasukas. You need here for that. We're saying basukas now is Lashon Rabim too. So as if one of those two you need to teach us that what is a sukkah? A sukkah has to have sikha. You have to have schach on top of the sukkah. You need one time sukkahs for that. So how many left over with then? You're left over with three. So that's the Rabbon and Shit. You have to have three wolves. And the third one, the Lacha says, only one tefach. Umasav, Rabbi Shimon holds no. You don't need any extra posik to teach us that a sukkah means you have to have schach on top. He knows that from the first posik. One basukkah is the gufay to make a sukkah. Now he knows what does it mean to make a sukkah. Avad, the sukkah means the walls and the schach on top. So I don't need another posik to teach me you have to have schach on top. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you have two basukkahs left over, which is four. To teach us, you need four walls. And the halacha says the fourth wall is enough for tefach. And the rabbanon hold no. One you need legufe, but the second one you don't need, even though it's basukah, it's two, you don't need both of them like to teach us dinah schach. It's enough just one of them to teach us that you need schach, you need a roof on top. And the other one and the last basukah is three to teach us you need three walls. The boy is saying another teretz like this, I'll tell you. The kula yalmo yeshim lemeservis. Both of them hold you go both of the meservis, not the way it's given to us. So then it was given to us, it says the first two are without a vav, so it's only two. And the last one is basukas, lashon rabim, so it's like four. So if you say there's only four and one you need legufe, so what's pshat Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says you have to have four wolves. The court is only three. For ocho bochim mitzvah, I'll tell you, maybe the machulik like this. Ma sovar ki osa hilchasa legori. I'll tell you true, really there's only three wolves. The Torah says, basukas, basukas, basukas. The first one is legufe to teach us the mitzvah sukkah. The second one is lashon yochid one, and only the last one is lashon rabim two. So one or two is three. So the Torah says three wolves.
But the Rabbanan say, what's the halacha? The halacha is legoroi. To take away the third wall doesn't need a complete wall. It's enough just to mix us, just a tefach of the third wall. Umasav, you know what the Shimon Svar is? Maybe kiyosi hilchaso lohoisif. And the chiddush of the halacha l'moshim sin, it was lohoisif. To say that you need more. In other words, really, the Torah only says three walls. How do we know according to Shimon you need a fourth wall? That's the halacha. The halacha is the same. You need more than what the Torah really says. So maybe that's the machlokes. What exactly is the halacha l'moshim sin come to teach us? Either to take away from the three, you just need two and a tefach, or to be moisif, you need three and another tefach. Biboyisem, another teretz is the kula yalmo ki osi hilchas sola gorit. Now everybody holds maybe the halacha l'moshim sin has come to teach us less. That whatever the Torah says, its last wall, you don't need complete zayin tefachim. It's enough just a tefach. But I tell you, v'yeshim l'mesaris, and both of them hold you go the way it was given over to Moshe. That then it's written the first two is lashon yochid without the vav, and only the last one is lashon rabim with the vav. So what's the machlokes then? So really, all you have is just four sukkahs altogether. And if you say you need one negufe, so you only left over with three walls. So how does Reb Shimon know you need four walls? The Torah says, "V'ho'cha b'dorshin tchilas kimiflugim." That's the machlokes. Do you need one negufe or not? Reb Shimon's svar is dorshin tchilas. The first time the Torah says the word basukais, even though you needed to teach us the mitzvah sukkah, but since I see the Torah says another two or three times sukkahs, I see the rule that to teach us something. So even the first word basukas can also teach us, like two things it teaches us. One, that for true you have to have a mitzvah sukkah, and secondly, it's teaching us that it needs a walls. So mainly you have like four sukkahs here, four walls. That's Pshat Reb Shimon. V'ocha b'dorshin tchilos kimiflugi. Masa v'dorshin tchilos. Even the first time the Torah says the word basukas, not only is it there l'gufa that teaches mitzvah sukkah, but it's also there to tell us part of the walls. So mainly I have like four times. It says two times a lashon yochid and one time a lashon rabim. That's four. So Meir Reb Shimon Svaris, you have to have four walls, and the halacha is that the fourth wall can be even a tefach. Umasav, what is Rabbanan say? No, ain darshin chilas. The first time the Torah says the word basukas, I needed legufei to teach us. You have to make a sukkah, and I can't learn out that to teach us how many walls. So Meir, how do I know the walls? From the next word basukas lashon yochid, and then it says basukas lashon rabim. So that's one and two is three. So according to the Rabbanan, all you need is just three walls, and the lachar is legora that the third wall is only a tefach. That's the machlekes. Weiter. Rav Masna, Rav Masna, another pshat. Rav Masna, Rav Masna, time of the Rav Shimon Yocha. You know, Rav Shimon holds that a sukkah has to be four. Why a sukkah has to be four walls? You know why? From here, Mayocha. The pasuk says v'sukkah tiel itzel. That a spashin ishayo, what is a sukkah? A sukkah is something that gives us shade. Yoima mechorv, it takes away in the daytime from the heat. Olamachse, olamista, mizorim umotar. And it also protects us from the heavy winds and from the rain. So as if it's something to protect us from wind, it has to have four walls. If you don't have four walls there, it can't protect you from the wind. So that's a b'shimon's raya, that you have to have four walls for the sukkah. V'yoyeh. No, that's a b'shimon's rasha. But from this pasuk, maybe from the other pesukim, it's mashma at the rabbanin. But Reb Shimon has a mashmoyis here. The pasuk sukkah is lamachsa lemista mizerem lemotar. A sukkah protects you from the strong winds. So mel mikwa din, you have to have four walls according to Reb Shimon, and the lachal mashim sinai is that the fourth wall is enough on yitefach. But the ma'aser we paskin at the rabbanin shita that all you have to have is just two walls kil choson. Two walls have to at least be seven tefachim long, and the third wall is enough on yitefach. Now the Gemara says, "V'yoseh tefach heichem amidi." On the third wall of a sukkah, it's enough a tefach. Where do you put this tefach? Is on Rav. So Rav says, "Ma'midoi keneged ayotzei." You put it keneged ayotzei. So Poshe is like these pictures in Rashi here. Like we're talking about now, Poshe, the two walls of the sukkah is like an L, like a gan. They're one keneged the other one, going across and coming down, like an L. That's the way the two walls are. So now the third wall, the tefach, is keneged ayotzei. Either on the bottom one, the top picture coming out. We're also on the top wall coming down. That's called keneged ayotzei. That the third wall has to touch the top, touch one of those two walls, and come out the other way. Amri le Rav Kana Rav Asi le Rav. But Rav Kana Rav Asi said to Rav, how do you know to say Yopshat, v'yamidenu keneged roish tur? Why don't you say you have